You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Tamaki Makaurau is due for another local election. This year it will be taking place on the 8th of October. Believe it or not, that is only in a few months. The nomination period is now open, with 170 roles being contested. And aside from the mayoral race, 20 councillors will be elected to represent the 13 super city wards, with a further 149 local representatives elected across the board. But will the locals take part? Auckland has a reputation, like many cities across New Zealand, to cut it a little fine when it comes to the local voting. So I spoke with Auckland Council's very own general manager, Marguerite DeBell, who is behind the scenes of democracy when it comes to the super city's local election. Here we are talking about what is happening with the nominations.
So the nominations are opening today. They are open and they close on the 16th of August at 12 o'clock. And this is the time where basically candidates put their hand up and officially enter the race. So there is obviously a legal process to do that, and that's what's happening right at the moment. After the nominations close on the 16th of August, we'll announce the candidates. So we're anticipating doing this on the 21st of August, and then we'll be frantically busy starting preparing the ballot papers. And on the 20th of September, voting opens, so that's the time when the voting papers are being mailed to people around the region and around the country. And then voters have until the 12th of October at noon to return their voting papers. And then between the 17th and the 23rd of October, we'll announce the results.
So who do we see participating the most in our local body elections? Where does the majority lie with our voters?
So generally speaking, we know that older people, people who are homeowners, people who have lived in Auckland for 6 years or more, and people of higher socioeconomic status tend to vote more than more transient people, young people, people who haven't been in Auckland for a very long time, or people who don't own their own homes.
Why do you find that this is lacking? Is there a reason that gives more minor parties? Is there a reason why they're not so engaged with local politics? Are there any kind of policies that stand out? And what is a way that we can alleviate or even change some of these?
I think there's many reasons why people don't vote. Some of the ones we know about is, I mean, the transient nature of people doesn't help, because you need to be enrolled on the electoral roll. And so if you move a lot and don't change your address on the electoral roll, your voting papers don't tend to follow. That's one of the reasons. There's an education factor about people being aware that the elections are taking place. There is the correlation, I think, between the fact that people vote when they own their home is obviously they pay rates. So there's an interest in having a say in how your rates are being used to develop the city. And then there are some more people telling us that they don't vote because they don't know enough about the candidates. They don't know enough about the policies or what the candidates stand for, or there is nobody that they feel inclined to vote for because the candidates just basically don't appeal to them. And then there's a general apathy, and some people just say, I can't be bothered, it doesn't make a difference, I'm not interested in politics. And we've got a group of 10 to 15 people who think that way, which is really quite concerning. So what can we do about it? Obviously, voter education is one thing. Mm-hmm. The second thing is really trying to diversify our candidate pool, so encouraging people that reflect the diversity of Auckland to stand, so that the representation of our diverse communities is more even and more spread. And really explaining to people how they vote makes a difference and why voting is important.
Yeah, I mean, I was quite surprised when I went to the statistics to find out that the voter turnout is so low in the local electorate. I mean, and we look at the last year's election, a local election, which was, we had a 38.5% turnout. It seemed quite low. This, however, was an increase from the previous one in 2013. However, when we compare it over the last 9 years, over less than a decade, the stats sat at 51%. So why do you think there's been such a significant decrease in that 9-year period?
So the 51% in 2010, I think, can be attributed to the fact that this was the first year of the super city, and there was an interest in electing the first mayor of a unified Auckland.
Oh, yeah.
In 2013, the mayoral race was, you know, not that well contested, so there was a bit of a feeling of a fait accompli.
Right.
But generally speaking, voter turnout is decreasing, you know, across the country for local elections, and voter turnout, generally speaking, in the world tends to be on the decrease, and that's what we're trying to change, to really explain to people why it's important for them to vote.
Yeah, it's quite interesting also when we compare these larger cities in New Zealand, the metropolitan kind of statistics, then when we are concerned with more provincial voter turnouts, this is quite, you know, it's comparatively higher. So would you say that maybe one of the reasons that we could see such a low stake in our own local elections is because of Auckland's size and its capacity? It's more concerned with the general election and the politics when it comes to our national stage. And then for the provincial towns in New Zealand, there is more concern, I guess, in more structure around its own local policies?
Maybe. I mean, generally speaking, when you've got very small communities where everybody knows each other, and the impact of local government is probably more apparent, you tend to get higher turnout. There are some centres that are traditionally more politically engaged, and Wellington, Nelson are good examples. And if you look at some of the voter turnouts into the smaller centres in the South Island, they tend to be higher. I think for Auckland, the fact that, you know, as you said, we are a much bigger city, people are maybe less in touch with their local councils and have a less direct line of sight between what the council does every day and how it affects their life. Maybe we've lost a little bit of that small community feeling in the bigger city.
Now, just shifting on to some of the politics going into this year's mayoral campaign. So two of our leading candidates are John Tomohire and, of course, Phil Goff, who is the current mayor. It's interesting that both have been backed by Labour. There's no national candidate endorsement in sight. So what role do you think this might play in the politics of this year's race for mayor?
I can't comment on that. My role is to really organise the elections and making sure that they are free and fair and accessible. What I can say in general terms is that when you've got a strong mayoral contest, it tends to encourage people to vote. So from a purely a participation perspective, if we've got a good mayoral contest, I'm hoping that it will make people fill their ballot papers.
Okay, no worries. Well, we'll just wrap up the interview then. And so the election's coming up, and for some, this may be their first time voting on such issues concerning their local election. So what do you want to say to those people, young or old? Why is it important to have your say when it comes to taking the time to vote? Why does it matter?
So it matters to vote because Auckland Council elected members make decisions about your city that affect your everyday life, from the tap you turn into in the morning, to your bus timetable, to your community surroundings, you know, children playgrounds, to libraries, to leisure centres, to regional parks. All of these decisions are made by your local politicians. And if you look at a regional level, Auckland Council makes $1 billion worth of investments that affect us and future generations in Auckland. And how those investments are being prioritised is really important. So having your say in choosing the people who make those decisions is really important.
The Wire.
I don't know, and frankly, the whole thing gives me the heebie-jeebies.
The Wire.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.